Give Me a Moment by Helen 78, read by Helen 78. It wasn't Rodney's fault that John had issues. Hell, Rodney would have said it wasn't even John's fault. He grew up in the States and went into the military. What would anyone have expected? But the cold shoulder as they left P4X-339 bothered Rodney. Much, much more than it should have, because again, John's issues weren't a statement about him, and he stopped John before he could pass through the gate. Look, about what happened in the temple. Nothing happened in the temple. Rodney sighed. I'm sorry, maybe it's just me, but I wouldn't call mind-blowing head nothing. John just looked at him, and Rodney paused. It was mind-blowing, wasn't it? Or at least, you know, good? Rodney. No, because look, coercion by alien species is not the best circumstance under which to give head, I realize. And, Rodney, the fact of the matter is I don't really get as much practice at it as I'd like, because, well, you know, scientists who work under me, you, mostly, and the military guy's not gonna happen, mostly, and mostly? John repeated, eyebrows drawing together. And what I'm getting at is that if it wasn't mind-blowing, obviously I can do better in, you know, a bed, in private, but are you... John rocked back on his heels, eyebrows squinching down even further. Are you offering to do it again later or something? Because... No, God, okay, I mean, it's not like it was a real hardship for me, if you know what I mean, but I don't feel some great burning urge to suck you off every time we get half a chance either. I just... I haven't gotten a blowjob in 6 years, John interrupted. Just what? Rodney asked, blinking. Why not? I'm trying not to be weird about this, I swear, John continued, so give me a moment, okay? And if you get some weird desire to talk it to death, maybe wait until the next time we find a planet with booze. He started back up toward the gate then, and Rodney paused. By the way, that wasn't, he began, then realized he'd rather not be finishing that sentence when they hit the gate room. What wasn't a what? John asked, looking back over his shoulder. Well, you said, you asked, if I wanted to do it again, and I was just trying to say, that wasn't a no. You might not have caught that. John frowned hard and looked Rodney up and down. Rodney could have bitten his tongue. Great job. You just managed to make one of the most awkward situations of your life. Okay, the past 6 weeks. Even more awkward. But then John shook his head and said, you know what? I'm going to wait and figure out what that means when they're not holding the gate open for us. Right, Rodney said quickly, trying hard not to give John a once-over of his own. Great idea.